This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to DC Stand'em, your guided tour of the DC multiverse. I'm your host, Mike Cicchini, the editor-in-chief of DennyGeek.com, and each week, I'm bringing you discussions with writers, artists, actors, and experts covering everything from DC Comics to the movies and TV that make up the brand new DCU. This episode finally concludes our Superman comics trilogy that began with Dan Jurgens, continued with our Philip Kennedy Johnson episode from last week, and now finally, it's a big one. We've got Joshua Williamson, fresh off of Dark Crisis on Infinite Earths, who's about to kick off a massive run on Superman. How massive are we talking? Well, this week sees the release of a brand new Superman number one. So you know DC is serious about this. This interview was conducted back at New York Comic Con, but we've held it until now. But the good news is that means there are no spoilers for the new Superman number one. So you can listen with confidence, folks. But before we get to this interview, I'd like to tell you that this episode of DC Stand'em is presented by DC's Justice League Cosmic Chaos. This March, Outright Games and Warner Brothers are calling DC fans of all ages to unite against chaos in the all-new open-world action-adventure game DC's Justice League Cosmic Chaos. Designed to be fun for the whole family, you can play as Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman to battle the mischievous Mr. Mixius Pidulick, who has summoned Starro the Conqueror and other supervillains to keep the Justice League busy while he becomes the new self-appointed mayor of Happy Harbor. There's other DC heroes in this one too. Players can also interact with other Justice League members like Green Lantern, Cyborg, The Flash, and Aquaman, who all make cameos throughout the game. You can enjoy DC's Justice League Cosmic Chaos with friends and family in two-player instant action couch co-op to engage with the exciting and hilarious gameplay. Justice League Cosmic Chaos will be available to play on PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Xbox XS, and Steam beginning on March 10th. For more information, head to OutrightGames.com and follow Outright Games on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok for all the latest updates and information on Justice League Cosmic Chaos. And now, here's our interview with Joshua Williamson about his brand new Superman series. So you are the new writer on a Superman title. Is this just Superman? Is this a new Superman number one? Do you have a title?
Oh, yeah,
for this?
No, Superman number one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a brand new launch of a new era of Superman. Yeah,
all right.
Total Superman number one.
The last time you had a major DC character with a new number one, like a big legacy character, it was Flash, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did Robin number one too, but Flash number one was definitely a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. But the only reason I wasn't counting Robin is because it's Damian, and no shade to Damian.
Oh, dude, no, no.
No, 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 no. That's not what I mean. I just mean in terms of characters with long history.
No, you're saying, yeah, you're talking about the ones that are like the core seven characters.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you stayed on Flash for a really long time and did incredible things with the mythology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, when I talked to you about Batman last year at the start of your Batman run, I was kind of poking you to see how long you had planned ahead on Batman. And you were a little cagey about whether you ever wanted to do a run as long as you did on Flash again.
Well, the thing with that at that time period, like I knew I was only doing a few issues on Batman. And part of it was coming off of Flash and doing like 100 plus issues. I knew that I was going to have a short attention span for a while. Right. So like that's why when I was on Deathstroke Inc., it was like, you know, it was nine issues, right? And then Robin was 17 issues. You know, I didn't do these like really long runs since Flash was on purpose. I wanted to do shorter things for a while, right? So all the minis I did, little stuff. And so even when Batman came up, it was the understanding of, okay, well, I'm going to carry it through Shadow War, right? Like when I started working, I knew that Chip was already working. We started working at the same time as we were working together on building this. But that's also why I was a little cagey, because I wasn't 100% sure on the timeline at the time. But I also knew that on the other side of Dark Crisis, I'd be taking on other new, really big work. Some stuff we haven't announced yet, but we did announce Superman. I have a very massive, large plan for Superman, so it's a much more of a bigger thing. You know, it's interesting. I thought after Flash, it would be a while before I did something massive again like that, like a long run on something. But once I started really thinking about Superman, I started being like, oh, no, I have a lot of ideas here, a lot of big story I can do, so it's going to be a much longer run.
What would you describe kind of like the tone and the mission statement of your Superman title as?
Well, you know, coming off of Dark Crisis, like we have a very much this tone of like, you know, darkest before the dawn. So we've gone through the dark and now we're in the dawn. And so for me, I mean, it sounds silly to possibly say this, but I'm like fun. Like, I just want to make a really fun, iconic Superman story, right? And if you know me from Flash, it's like I love to grab all of the mythology, all of the pieces, right? I want to touch on every little thing. Like when I was on Flash, I touched on every single character and every little bit I could of the history and mythology of that character. And that's the same thing I want to do with Superman. So for me, the book is very much a story about Superman helping people while stopping villains and just having a lot of fun doing it. You know, I have Jamal Campbell drawing it. And working with Jamal has been amazing. And I mean, I think that's part of the tone. You can see with the kind of work that Jamal does. It's a very thoughtful, like emotional storytelling. And that's the stuff that we're doing on Superman. You know, we're really going to make it be this kind of, you know, I would say it, the closest comparison I could probably make to something previous might be the Superman animated series. I feel like that might be the closest in terms of some of the tone that I'm going for. But it's been a lot of fun to work on. So that's what I really hope people get from it, is they see how much fun we're having. And then they're able to, that carries forward to them while they're reading.
I guess the big difference, for me at least, between you doing a long run on Superman compared to the long run you did on Flash, is that like Flash was one book, whereas yeah. with Superman, we also have Action Comics to contend with. So how will this title, and how are you working with Philip Kennedy Johnson to align Action Comics and Superman?
Well, that's it. I wouldn't even call it contend. You know, like we're working together. I mean, that was one of the things when I came onto Superman that was important to me, was I didn't want to come onto the book and then just like elbow my win and this is my book, you know. I think that, again, this goes back to Dark Crisis. One of the best bits of Dark Crisis to me was showing that the DCU works at its best when we're all working together, right? When all the heroes from all generations are working together, that's when the DCU is at its best. So when I was coming onto Superman, one of the things I talked about with them really early on was like, Tom Taylor is doing amazing things with John Kent. That needs to continue. Philip is doing amazing things with Action. That needs to continue. And I'm not sure how much the stuff that Philip is doing is public, but the stuff he's doing is really, really exciting. And I think people are going to be really pumped once they see what's happening in Action. So we've just been working together. I mean, the three of us have shared documents. We have a shared chat. I was just talking to Tom this morning. Like, I was talking to Philip because he's here. Like, so Tom's in Australia, he's not here, but I've been updating him throughout the con, and we talk in the morning, and then I talk to Philip at night. The three of us have had Zooms. We just talk about, like, how do we really build this? Because think about, like, Superman in the 90s had five books. There's five Superman books. That's not even counting Superboy, Supergirl. And it worked because all those creators were talking to each other, you know? And so we really do want to recapture that triangle era of Superman. But that involves all of us talking and working together. And me knowing what my book is going to be about, what the tone of my book is going to be, and the tone of what Philip's book is going to be. And I'll let Philip talk more about his. I mean, obviously, if you've seen it, the stuff that he's going to be doing with the Super Family is amazing, you know? And he is really good at, like, very, like, epic big cast dramas. So he's going to continue doing that. You know, he has Metallo. What I'm going to be doing is much more of a focus on like Lex Luthor and Parasite and Silver Banshee and Brainiac. Like I'm bringing in, you know, a lot of the things. It's going to be like Flash, where I'm like, I love all this stuff. I'm going to bring it in. Let's just do it all, you know. And a lot of what I'm going to be doing, again, is focusing on sort of a dynamic, a different dynamic than people are going to expect between Superman and Lex Luthor. But, you know, it's very much, it's a romance. You know, I have Superman and Lois Lane. Jimmy Olsen is going to get a new girlfriend. And that's going to be a big, fun story. I'll give you a little spoiler because she's a supervillain. He doesn't know about it. And there's other books that are coming that have been announced. There's a lot of really cool, big stories coming to DC in 2023. And I've been talking with all the writers, and we have a lot of there's some really cool, not only DC plans, but really a lot of really cool Superman plans. And you're just really getting like a taste of it right now.
You did such good work with Flash's Rogues. And I'm glad that you brought up, I'm glad that you like specifically mentioned somebody like Silver Banshee.
Oh, I love her.
Parasite, right?
Yeah, I love him.
Because people always say, oh, well, you know, Superman doesn't have like the great Rogues gallery like Batman or Flash or whoever. And they're wrong. How would you kind of articulate the coolness of Superman's Rogues gallery? Because I do think that's a deep bench.
Well, here's the thing. My answer to you is read the book, because this is why. Like, going into it, you and me, buddy. Like, I'm with you. And going into it, I was like, a hero is only as good as their villain. So I have to really test that with this story, and I have to really showcase Superman's villains, but also show why they're cool, but also why they're dangerous. Why are they Superman villains, right? Like, Superman is the best. Right? You know, he is the shining example of what a hero can be. His villains need to reflect that. And so I really wanted to put focus onto a lot of Superman's iconic villains, and kind of in a meta way play with this idea. We're also introducing some new villains. And then again, I keep coming back around to Lex, because Lex is almost like, I mean, he's a co-star of the book. You know, Lex, this is on the cover, so it's not really a surprise. Like, Lex is going to be in prison. And, you know, Lex has come to this conclusion over the years that the world needs Superman. Like, think about this. Like, someone like Lex Luthor, to be an egomaniac like he is, to finally come to the conclusion that the world needs Superman, what has to happen for him to get there? And then how does he react to it? And the way he reacts to it is, okay, fine. If the world is going to have Superman, they're going to have my Superman. And so that's a big part of what we're doing moving forward. But again, villains. I mean, you know, I I'm a fan of Geoff Johns' Flash and the things he did with the Rogues, and he would have these spotlight issues. We're going to be doing something very similar. You know, I want to showcase Parasite. I think Parasite is often ignored, and he is an awesome, awesome villain who is a legit challenge to Superman. I wanted to, again, like, Silver Banshee is going to be a big player in the book as well. I wanted to bring her in. We're going to be bringing in a lot of these classic villains. I've been doing some deep dives, and some of them I just knew. Like, there'd be times I'd be talking to my editor and I'd be like, well, I'm going to use Riot in this arc. And like, who's Riot? And I'm like, oh, let me tell you about Riot. You know, and we get into this whole thing. And so I've been going out and looking for the villains. But again, I think if I had to go back to a theme of it, it would be that a hero is good as their villain. And so we're really going to get into that.
You introduced like a really cool kind of lasting Flash villain with Godspeed. Do you have somebody like that waiting in the wings for Superman?
I think so. Yeah. Like, I mean, with Godspeed, you know, Godspeed was a bit of a surprise, even though I remember being really pumped about it at the time. And there were people internally at DC that were a little like, oh, I don't know. And then I remember at that Rebirth panel when we first announced Godspeed, that you could feel the room, you know, just people were like, oh. And I remember being, even up on the panel, I was like, oh, I win. Like, I win this argument. People like this character. And I remember after the panel, Scott Snyder and Tom King, they told me they were sitting next to each other, and they both leaned over and they were like, shit. Like, that is a good name. That is a good, look at that. That's cool. Wow. You know?
And it's such a good design.
It's a good design. Yeah. Carmine knocked it out. I told Carmine, I was like, white and gold. White and gold. Like, this is all white with gold accents, and he just nailed it. With this, we're going to be introducing a few new villains. I think there's a couple kind of a few issues in, because we also have, you know, Jamal is going to be drawing it, but Nick Dragotta is also going to be drawing parts of it. And so there's some stuff coming with Nick Dragotta later down the line that we're introducing a villain in that arc. And I think that villain will be one that's going to really take it to Superman. And so I'm hoping that that's one that blows up. But we have a bunch. We have new allies being introduced. You know, I'm always really curious about what Metropolis is like at night. And so we're going to introduce characters that only operate at night in Metropolis. We have a lot of cool stuff that's coming. And there'll be some twists. There's going to be some interesting twists on what's going on in the book. And some of them will involve those new characters.
Well, this all sounds very exciting. Joshua, good luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm really excited. I hope you like it.
And that's it for this week's DC Standum. Keep it right here because, well, I got a lot of stuff coming. You think we're done here? No, no, no. Shazam Fury of the Gods is coming out, and we got a lot of cool stuff coming on that. And then Superman and Lois is coming back, and I'm going to have a lot of cool stuff about that. And then there's all the awesome DC Comics projects that are coming up, and we're going to have everybody here to tell you all about it. So don't forget to check out our web home of denigeek.com, where you can find all our DC coverage. Go straight to denigeek.com/DC for that. I would say drop me a line on Twitter. I'm at Way Out Stuff. I'm really getting tired of that place. What can I say? But We have DC Standum on Twitter and Instagram. If you follow those, tell us what you want to hear about in upcoming episodes. Make some suggestions. Maybe don't make Fire the Host one of those suggestions. I don't know. But give those a follow. We'll see if we can come up with some fun stuff for you. And hey, don't forget, we also have a Marvel show. You can also listen to Marvel Standum wherever you're listening to this show right now. So check it out. And sometimes we do our Standums live, and I promise there are going to be more live DC Standums this year. So make sure you're following DennaGeek on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/DennaGeekTV. This has been DC Standum on the DennaGeek Network. Until next time, remember, folks, we stand together.